KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies. It's a little breezy, 37 degrees. We look for light rain this afternoon, a high around 48. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. At least four people were injured when a pickup truck ran into the school bus in Sydney Wednesday morning, just east of the Sydney Junior Senior High School. The accident happened at around 8:17 a.m. Sydney School District Superintendent Greg Cruikshank said a student driving a pickup hit the bus.
School bus headed eastbound to our ag shop, just left the school, and then a student who was headed westbound coming to the junior senior high school. There was a collision there just to the east of the junior senior high school on Knox Road. The vehicle driven by the student, that vehicle veered across the center line and struck the bus head on.
The Iowa State Patrol says the driver of the 2003 Chevy Silverado pickup, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was 18-year-old Drew Thomas Graham of Sydney. He was taken by LifeNet helicopter to Creighton University Medical Center. Two students in the bus and the school bus driver, 60-year-old Dennis Charles Golden of Sydney, were transported to CHI Health St. Mary's Hospital in Nebraska City for observation and treatment of minor injuries. About 13 students were on the bus at the time of the accident.
We run a shuttle bus from the junior senior high school to our vocational agriculture automotive shop on a period-by-period basis, and so those students, that they were headed to our vocational agriculture automotive location in the center of town.
The names of the injured students on the bus have not yet been released. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported the arrest on Wednesday of a West Des Moines man on an outstanding warrant. At around 11 a.m., deputies arrested 40-year-old Christopher John Comas of West Des Moines for failure to appear on a driving while revoked charge. Comas failed to appear for a pretrial conference on September 26th. He was originally picked up at the Dallas County Jail and transported to the Audubon County Jail, where his bond was set at $5,000. He's scheduled to have an appearance in district court on Monday. The Creston Police Department reports 40-year-old Teresa Early of Creston was arrested at around 5:50 p.m. Wednesday for driving while suspended. Early was taken into custody in the 1100 block of Pat Street and later released from the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 21-year-old Jason Anthony Scarborough of Marshall, Missouri, was arrested Monday following the alleged assault of a Cass County man and destruction of property. Authorities say 36-year-old Jeffrey Cloughley of Atlantic walked with a baby to the Casey store in Avoca at around 9:25 a.m. Monday after Cloughley was allegedly struck on the back of the head by Scarborough at 707 North Chestnut Street in Avoca. Cloughley refused medical treatment and told deputies his bedroom and the residence had been damaged by the suspect in the form of holes being punched in the drywall. The damage amounted to $500. Scarborough was arrested for criminal mischief in the third degree and simple assault. And a 17-year-old male from Council Bluffs was referred to juvenile corrections in connection with the armed robbery Tuesday afternoon of the Missouri Valley DeSoto Mini Mart. Authorities say the store clerk reported around 4:40 p.m. that a juvenile male had come into the store and pointed a shotgun at him. The suspect demanded money and other items before leaving in a pickup truck, which was located and then impounded. The unnamed suspect faces charges that include robbery in the first degree and theft in the fifth degree. The Harlan Police Department Wednesday released a report on arrests and incident that dated back to last Friday. Authorities say on Sunday, 34-year-old Justin Henriksen of Harlan was taken into custody on an active warrant and transported to the Shelby County Jail. Upon a search of his person, a controlled substance was located. Henriksen now faces an enhanced possession of controlled substance charge. On Saturday, Harlan police took into custody a minor after officers observed a vehicle driving recklessly. Consent to search the vehicle was granted and officers charged the minor with minor using tobacco, third offense, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of controlled substance, and prohibited acts. The youth was brought to the Shelby County Jail. Last Friday, 40-year-old Brian Paul Werner and 22-year-old Jamie Alexandra Sully, both of Harlan, were taken into custody and transported to the Shelby County Jail after officers observed a vehicle driving the wrong way down a one-way street. Consent was granted to search the vehicle, where officers located drug paraphernalia. Werner and Sully were charged with child endangerment and possession of a controlled substance, with Werner facing an additional charge of prohibited acts. Last Friday, 33-year-old Ronald Anthony Leal of Harlan was arrested after officers were called to the Shelby County Jail about administering a preliminary breath test to Leal, who had reported to the jail to serve time on previous charges. He was placed under arrest and now charged with public intoxication. The Iowa Court of Appeals yesterday affirmed the first-degree robbery conviction in Shelby County of Chad Dean Meek of Rural Defiance, who robbed the Irwin Country Store during the late night hours of May 25th of 2015. Meek was 36 years old when the crime occurred. His case went to trial in May of 2016, and a jury found him guilty. Meek was sentenced to 25 years in prison, with a mandatory minimum sentence of up to 70% of that time being served. The appeals court also affirmed the conviction of Barbara K. Svoboda, who had challenged her guilty plea to forgery with regard to the altering of a rental agreement in Guthrie County. She has also faced 6 felony charges in 2 previous filed cases, but reached a plea agreement with the state in 3 of those cases and agreed to plead guilty to 3 felony charges associated with identity theft, second-degree theft, and forgery. In the forgery case, she claimed her guilty plea was defective because the district court did not ensure she understood the nature of the forgery charge and did not review her right to have an attorney appointed to represent her at trial. The appeals court, though, upheld the district's court ruling in her case. And in an Adair County case, the appeals court vacated the conviction of Jordan Campbell and remanded the case for further proceedings. Campbell had appealed the denial of his motion to suppress evidence and subsequent conviction for possession of controlled substance with the intent to deliver and failure to affix a drug tax stamp. He'd argued a traffic stop on Interstate 80 and detention of him by an Iowa State Patrol trooper that subsequently resulted in the discovery of evidence against him were unconstitutional based on the duration of the stop beyond the time necessary to complete the reason for the stop. He also contended that a drug dog sniff of his vehicle without a warrant was unconstitutional. The appeals court in its ruling agreed the roadside duration of the stop was unconstitutional in violation of the Fourth Amendment, and that the lower court should have suppressed the evidence of contraband in Campbell's vehicle. Elsewhere in the news, the Cass County Board of Supervisors on Wednesday approved the signing of what essentially amounts to a letter of intent to enter into an $8.5 million development agreement with Elite Octane LLC with regard to the proposed $200 million ethanol plant on the outskirts of Atlantic. The board, by a vote of 5-0, passed a resolution authorizing tax increment payments and pledging certain tax increment revenues to the payment of the agreement. Board Secretary and Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman.
Resolved by the Board of Sewer of the Cass County Office, pursuant to the factors listed in Chapter 15A, the Board hereby finds that the project will add diversity and generate new opportunities for the Cass County and Iowa economies. The project will generate public gains and benefits, particularly the creation of new jobs, which are warranted in comparison to the amount of the proposed property tax incentives. The board further finds that a public purpose will reasonably be accomplished by entering into an agreement providing the incremental property tax payments to the company.
Their approval means Snyder & Associates engineers can continue with the preliminary design and engineering phase of the project. Before the board held their vote, Supervisors Frank Waters and Steve Beyer voiced their concerns with the uncertainty over the project, which was all set to fall into place until late last month when Elite Octane and Atlantic Municipal Utilities failed to come to terms on the rate the company would pay for electricity. Nick Bowdish, who represents Elite Octane, informed the board earlier this month that he was pulling out and the deal was dead. Last week, though, he told the board the company has found a path forward with the proposed ethanol project near Atlantic. And Supervisor Frank Waters said that type of waffling and uncertainty over investor interest is a concern.
Well, this just makes me a little nervous. They're on again, off again. I mean, we're talking about $190 million to a $200 million job, and they don't have their investors. I mean, and then they lose them, and then they get them back. I'm hoping this will go this time.
Supervisor Steve Beyer also expressed his feelings of being concerned the county might be on the hook for all the costs leading up to the finalization of the agreement.
I'm a little bit like Frank. It makes me uneasy how many times it seems like they can kind of step off and then step back in. I guess the biggest thing, though, is the assurance that they're not going to come back and ask for some of these things to be...
Our biggest liability, and that's when I talked to Nick, he said if the county agrees to sign it and the lawyers get it put together, they will sign off. But that's really, at this point, our biggest thing is, do you tell our engineer and our legal people to continue?
And they have. So the matter now goes to the attorneys for both Elite Octane and Cass County to tweak the final development agreement and sign off on it before it's approved by the Board of Supervisors. In other business, the Cass County Supervisors reappointed Bruce Henderson to serve a 3-year term as commissioner for the Southern Iowa Rural, or rather Regional Housing Authority, or SRHA, and that'll be effective April 9th of this year. Finally, in state news, blizzard warnings have been issued for northwest Iowa and the northeast corner of Nebraska. The National Weather Service says a mix of rain and snow this afternoon is expected to worsen into heavy blowing snow tonight into Friday morning. Accumulations of 6 to 12 inches are expected in some areas where the blizzard warning is in effect. The snowfall is expected to lessen as the storm moves eastward. The Weather Service says the extreme conditions could include whiteout, which would make travel extremely hazardous. So consider that if you have any plans to travel to northwest Iowa or northeast Nebraska later today or tomorrow. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.